This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump in Seoul, South Korea today, where he said efforts to curb North Korea's nuclear weapons program are front and center of his two-day visit.
Today, the president and I had an opportunity to talk about a range of vital economic and security matters, including our trade relationship and our joint efforts to solve North Korea's grave nuclear threat.
In remarks after meeting with President Moon Jae-in, Mr. Trump invited other nations, including China and Russia, to demand North Korea end its nuclear weapons and missile programs and to live in peace. Texas Department of Public Safety and the FBI said they're going to try to refrain from mentioning the name of the shooter in Sunday's massacre at South Texas Church in an effort not to glorify the killer of 26 people and to discourage copycats. Many academics and victims' families are encouraging media outlets to do the same. Meanwhile, a couple of residents who shot at the suspect and chased him before police arrived to find him dead in his car are being called heroes. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tells the Salem Radio Network, with police minutes away, the pair possibly prevented more bloodshed.
I do know that those guys pursued them. I do think they did make a difference. You know, I know we don't necessarily want to get totally into the gun control issue, but thankfully we did have a few people, civilians, that could actually be in the way and potentially prevent harm to more people than actually happened.
Officials say the gunman was able to buy weapons because the Air Force did not submit his criminal history to the FBI as required by military rules. Voters in Virginia and New Jersey are picking new governors today in contests that could be an early referendum on President Trump. Today's elections pit two mild-mannered Democrats against two Republicans who've kept the president at arm's length. In New York, voters will weigh in whether or not to give Mayor Bill de Blasio another term. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I used to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I can trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
The corruption trial of New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez is almost ready to go to the jury.
Defense attorney Abby Lowell told a federal jury in Newark the prosecution failed to make a case that Senator Bob Menendez sold his influence to a Florida eye doctor. Prosecutors never showed evidence of an agreement, Lowell said in his summation, but wanted the jury to speculate and fill in the gap. The New Jersey Democrat is accused of taking lavish vacations and other gifts in exchange for intervening in Solomon Melgren's billing disputes with Medicare. The defense says the two were old friends. Menendez is the latest official to face trial since a Supreme Court ruling last year narrowed the definition of official corruption. I'm Warren Levinson.
Liberia's Supreme Court halted the presidential election runoff, which had been scheduled for today, until the National Elections Commission investigates allegations of irregularities and fraud during the first round. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senator John McCain suffered a slight medical setback, as we hear from correspondent Linda Kenyon.
The Arizona Republican senator, who is being treated for brain cancer, suffered a minor tear in his Achilles tendon. He was treated over the weekend at the Walter Reed National Military Medical Center in suburban Washington. A statement from his office describes the tear as a normal and non-life-threatening side effect of cancer therapy. The 81-year-old senator is back at work, wearing a walking boot, until his injured tendon is fully healed.
McCain underwent surgery in mid-July for an aggressive cancerous brain tumor called a glioblastoma. Florida State University indefinitely suspended its fraternities and sororities after the alcohol-related death of a freshman pledge and cocaine charges for another member. Florida State's at least the third university this year to suspend all Greek life, joining Penn State and Louisiana State, where fraternity members are facing hazing charges. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRock.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, the terror suspect, as you heard Rob say, identified as 29-year-old Saifullah Saipov, an Uber driver, a truck driver in the country on the diversity visa program. Our live team coverage continues with Garrett Tenney, who is live for us also in Lower Manhattan. Garrett, what else do we know?
Well, Heather, investigators are trying to learn a lot more about what happened over the recent months that changed him from what friends described as a very kind, very normal individual into someone that would carry out this kind of attack. You heard Rob mention that most recently this man, 29-year-old Saifullah Saipov, lived in Paterson, New Jersey with his two wives and kids. He has previous license in Tampa area, Florida, so we know he's been there as well. He's been in the country since 2010. You mentioned he worked as an Uber driver as well as a truck driver. At this point, it's not clear that he has any kind of extensive criminal background, though in 2015, we know that he was fined by Highway Patrol in Missouri for mechanical issues with a truck that he was driving, and he was arrested in October of 2016 for failing to pay that fine. He was released on bond, and then he never showed up for his court appearance, and a friend of his from Tampa, when he lived there, described him as very friendly, a happy-go-lucky kind of guy. Clearly, something changed since then, and there are a lot of questions into what caused that, if there was any radicalization that took place, as we often see in these lone wolf attacks. But there are also questions now about the visa program through which he came, and Mark Levin talked about that last night on Fox News.
50,000 people a year come in here through the diversity visa program, because the diversity visa program was set up, you see, to make sure that underrepresented countries can send their people into this country too. And he did that in 2010.
And we know Saifullah Saipov underwent surgery yesterday for two gunshots he received by the police officer that stopped this attack, and he's expected to recover, and police are going to have a lot of questions for him in the days ahead.
Well, the terror rampage in New York, an update there, and with us right now, do we have John Guandola with us, connected already? All right, John Guandola is with us, counterterrorism expert. John, of course, created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program assigned to the counterterrorism division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com. John, good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. Thanks, as always, for having me.
Well, John, what do we know so far?
Well, we know that a Muslim waged jihad against non-Muslims and killed them in New York. We know that our leaders are again scrambling and our media to find a motive of how did he get radicalized. It's so confusing. It's not that confusing. Mm-hmm. This is what's taught at the majority of Islamic centers and Islamic organizations across the United States and, by the way, in North America and Asia and Africa as well. And so this should be no surprise. The understanding of the threat is a little perplexed at why there's so much confusion by our leaders, but I guess that's the nature of where we are in today's society.
Yeah, when you try to understand the threat, John, through the lens and filter of political correctness, you have modern-day America.
Well, right. And the problem is we have leaders who make ridiculous comments like, no idea why he would do this. I just listened to a news report about 60 seconds before we went on the air, and of course they're saying, he seemed like a normal guy, and all of a sudden he just snapped, right? Another guy we call him hair trigger moderates, right? He's a normal guy right up until the time he kills people.
Right.
He's a moderate, nice guy. But there was a report in media that he was very religious, guy. What religion was he? He was Muslim. He learned Islam, and he learned it correctly. Mm. And I challenge your listeners, as I always do, and other listeners, that if you can find the version of Islam, the authoritative book of Islamic Sharia, that says something other than jihad is warfare against non-Muslims and it's obligatory till the entire world is under Islamic rule, we have a standing offer. We'll give you $1,000 and we'll stop briefing it. But until that day, we're going to keep briefing it because it's the only version of Islam out there, and it's why they teach it to their children. And so I think it's time we just, I've been saying this for about 12 years, so I would say it's way past time that we actually decide to address the threat.
Yes,
the mosques are the incubators for all of this, they're teaching.
Yeah, how many more people have to die? I mean, it's no surprise here that there's a truck. He also had a knife. So, this is very similar to what's been happening in Israel and in other parts of the Middle East, where they have moved to using cars to run people over, the car intifada, and, of course, the knife intifada. So it is amazing that you have, like you say, authorities who want to act surprised.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about this one point. This information that I'm talking about Islamic law, is easily identifiable, is easy to find, because if you go to any mosque bookstore in the United States and you buy one book of Islamic law, it says it. And if you buy 10 books of Islamic law, it says it. And so when a person has a duty, like a security duty, a national security or a duty at the local or state level to protect the community, and this information is a part of what they should know as a part of their duties, not to know it is unprofessional. To be unprofessional and Americans be dead because you're unprofessional, in our law, our legal system, that's called criminal negligence.
Mm-hmm.
And we put doctors and lawyers in jail for that. And I think it's way past the time that we put people like Mayor de Blasio, who's coddling and providing aid and comfort to these enemies, and now New Yorkers are dead because of his behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. He is supporting jihadis, and now New Yorkers are dead. He should go to jail for that.
Well, John, to your point, New Yorkers are the ones that voted Mayor de Blasio into office, and there's others around the country who are voting people that are like-minded, who are participating because of political correctness or whatever you want to call it. The ironic thing about all this is that if it was a Christian church, they would be on top of it. But because it's Muslim, it's like all of a sudden, there's barriers to entry that somehow are acceptable in Christian churches and Jewish synagogues, but not in Muslim mosques?
Well, right. But again, that goes towards how we're addressing the threat. And it's why, at Understanding the Threat, when we talk to groups, and we're in Texas right now, for the last few days we've been teaching both law enforcement and citizens, is that, number one, if this is going to change, citizens are going to have to force the change. And if citizens in places like Dearborn and Minnesota and Minneapolis, St. Paul, which are, in our opinion, completely enemy-held territory, if they're going to keep, but citizens are going to allow this, then they're going to get what they get. And so they need to decide. These are innocent victims who are the victim of leaders like Mayor de Blasio. And yes, I understand people voted him in, and so they have some culpability in this. But legally, he can be held legally accountable for this.
Well, John Guandolo is with us. He is a counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, and author of the newly released Raising a Jihadi Generation. More from John on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with the American. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we continue to talk about what happened yesterday with the car intifada. And John Guandola, I don't know how else to place it, but that it is a car intifada, similar to what's been happening in Israel and the Middle East. And interestingly enough, that this gentleman even had a knife. So he was out to do some damage. There was no doubt about it. But, you know, what seems rather odd is that he had a paint gun and a BB gun with him. I mean, was he trying to do death by, police suicide here, assisted suicide with having, you know, such weapons that, outside of the knife, how is he going to protect himself?
Yeah, not sure about that. Not sure what the pellet gun and the paint gun are for, other than what we have seen in cases is that those are used for these guys to do training.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen that in a number of cases. I was actually involved in one of those cases in the Northern Virginia, D.C. area when I was still in the FBI. But why he would take it on an operation, I don't know. Come to be seen why he did that, but I really do want to reiterate that what we are seeing is just like using the vehicle, which we've seen in the United States before on occasions dating back to not long after 9/11 in California, where a Pakistani Muslim killed one person in Fremont, California, and injured, I think, 14 others by plowing his car into them while saying Allahu Akbar. We have the student from the University of North Carolina in 2006, I believe it was, who drove over 9 students and said he did it because he's Muslim and it was a requirement. So it's not new. We are seeing quite a bit of it in Europe. But all of this, again, is lawful under Islamic law. Lawful in Islam.
And if we're not going to go to the source and check it out and blindly go on, President Trump is the one who's been, raising the alarm, responding to Main Street America, says, look, we got to do something about it. He's tried to vet these refugees and immigrants coming into the country. And we have activist judges. I mean, this lies on the doorstep of these activist judges, doesn't it?
Right. Right, and you've got, but I want to remind, your listeners that the President of the United States could order the executive branch to do these things. He doesn't need a federal judge to give him the check off.
Mm.
And the fact that we're waiting on a judge to say it's okay, to me, it just is part of the problem.
Well, I mean, he came into office, trying to get this changed, and they've held this thing off. There's no sense of urgency. And meanwhile, we've had another 8 American citizens die because of this.
Well, right. But we've had American citizens continue to be killed across the United States on 9/11 when the government failed to protect us then. Because you look up through 2001 to today, and the number of attacks in the United States, the number of jihadis that have been arrested and killed. And you've got the FBI director, the previous FBI director Comey, saying there are over 1,000 open cases.
Exactly.
Of just Islamic State jihadis. Now, those are cases. Those are not individuals. And you've got the complete, you look at the news today and the complete lack of understanding from the FBI on this threat. And this is the problem.
John, they can't even manage these numbers, and meanwhile, there's no stopgap. I mean, they continue to flood in. The mosques continue to do what they're doing. They're raising and indoctrinating jihadis. And, the other thing that astounds me is that this Home Depot renting a car to somebody with an expired driver's license. I mean, that's unheard of.
Well, yeah, I mean, and my guess is there's going to be some liability there, but it's again, I don't blame Home Depot, and I don't blame individuals in the store. Yeah, they could have, a guy
guy has an expired license. The problem is we're not addressing the problem.
The core problem, right,
solutions.
Sure.
The core problem is what he did is lawful in Islam. It's being taught at mosques all over the United States. It's being taught by the prominent Islamic organizations. You have a terrorist group, Hamas, terrorist group, doing business as the Council on American Islamic Relations, a block and a half from the congressional office buildings, the U.S. Capitol in Washington, D.C., and they're allowed to wander freely around Washington, D.C., not mm-hmm. prosecuted, and there's enough evidence to indict them today. And, you know, here we are almost 10 years later after the largest terrorism financing trial in American history, and the evidence in that trial shows the CARE is a terrorist group, is a Hamas group, and still not indicted. And so this is where we are, and people need to be held accountable for this.
And it only says that you know, look at we keep doing the same thing, and you know, meanwhile they keep expanding their efforts. And let me ask you this, John, for this gentleman, I mean, like in Israel, is this man's family going to be supported because of his conduct, his conducting of jihad here in America as well?
Well, he'll certainly be supported by the Muslim community.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we see over and over.
So he's rewarded for this. So we know that people do that which they get rewarded for in their faith. That is clear. And so, you know, it only tells you that we're going to get more of the same.
Well, that's right. And under the Sharia, our, you know, quote unquote compassion is perceived on the other side as weakness. And under Sharia, excuse me, the weaker we are, from their perspective, it means they're winning, and so they're required to fight harder, and so they will, and so they are.
Mm-hmm.
One only has to look at Europe and see complete neighborhoods, towns, and quite frankly, in some cases, countries that have been overrun, and they won't recover in the next, certainly, 50 years.
Yeah, without a doubt.
Because these governments have totally surrendered.
Exactly. Well, John, last time we talked at length about the Las Vegas shooting. What do we know today that we didn't know several weeks ago?
Well, I'd say what we know publicly is there's what I call an eerie silence about the Las Vegas attack. And since we talked, obviously the Islamic State has on more occasions claimed the attacker as their own, claimed this as an ISIS, Islamic State operation. Now, we also have a claim from Ed Klein, the former chief editor of the New York Times Magazine,
mm-hmm.
Whose book has a what he says is a verbatim report from the FBI that leaders from Antifa met overseas with leaders of the Islamic State and Al-Qaeda, which, if that's true, goes to something that understanding the threat has published, that the worst scenario in Las Vegas is that it was a joint Antifa-Islamic State operation. We're not saying it was. We have publicly been on record for several weeks, really since the day after the attack, that it was a jihadi operation. But if there's an Antifa angle, that would certainly be bolstered by this report. But again, we have not confirmed that this FBI report is official. But for a guy like Ed Klein to publish something like that and it not to be legitimate would be a first for him. So it's likely that this is legitimate.
John, does the court start to listen a little bit more closely to Donald Trump's pleas?
Well, I don't know. You know, those people who are Marxists like this judge, logic and reason does not enter into their decision-making process. So I wouldn't hold my breath on that one.
Without a doubt. Well, John Guandolo has been with us with Understanding the Threat, counterterrorism expert, former FBI agent, author of the book Raising a Jihadi Generation, Worldwide Who's List of 2014. John, thank you so much for being with us. Appreciate the update. It's 29 minutes after.
This report is brought to you by Applebee's. For the 10th year in a row, Applebee's restaurants will honor U.S. veterans and active duty military with a complimentary dine-in meal at any one of nearly 1,800 Applebee's restaurants nationwide on Veterans Day. Applebee's has donated more than 8.3 million free meals to veterans and active duty military since beginning the program in 2008, and Applebee's restaurants nationwide expect to serve nearly 1 million more free meals this Veterans Day. On Saturday, November 11th, any guest with proof of military service will receive a free meal from a special Veterans Day menu featuring 7 of Applebee's signature dishes, including the American Standard Burger, Fiesta Lime Chicken, and Butcher's Meat and Potatoes. This annual event is just one of the many ways that Applebee's franchisees nationwide honor our American heroes and give back to their communities. To learn more about how your local Applebee's supports veterans year-round, or to view the full Veterans Day menu, visit applebees.com/veterans.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
We the people. Listen to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and if you have been keeping any kind of an eye whatsoever, of course you do, when it comes to expenses regarding car insurance and rates, and especially what's being reported from the largest insurers in Pennsylvania, they've increased auto insurance rates an average of 22% since 2011, with Philadelphia ranking 5th in the nation for the highest rates. Now, what if there was a way to avoid these rate hikes? Well, most traditional insurers calculate rates by categorizing drivers into risk pools based only on their demographics. For example, your gender, age, and credit score. Now, since these factors have little to do with actual driving ability, good drivers end up unfairly paying for the bad drivers in their risk pool. You know how that works, right? Well, one InsurTech startup, which just expanded its service in Pennsylvania, is offering drivers a more modern approach to determining rates. Root Insurance uses the power of mobile technology to measure actual driving behavior in order to offer personalized rates, which means major dollar savings for good Pennsylvania drivers. You like that idea, right? Well, let's find out more from Alex Tim, co-founder and CEO of Root Insurance. Insurance company. Alex Tim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you. Doing very well.
Hey, well, congratulations on this concept. Boy, this is something that has been long needed. How did you come about with this idea?
Yeah, so honestly, we came out, we're from the insurance industry, and we saw what was going on and that really insurance rates weren't being set fairly, that basically, you know, insurance was just being charged based off of credit score, age, gender, and these kind of factors that really weren't fair for the consumer. And so we decided to set out and start a company that changed all of that and actually gave good drivers the rates they deserved.
Well, the idea that you've come up with, I know we're talking about Pennsylvania because this is where it's all beginning here, but I got to imagine the rest of our listeners across the country are saying, hey, look at, why not us? Let's get this expanded, especially when you consider, Alex, auto insurance rates have increased, as I mentioned, an average of 22% since 2011 in Pennsylvania, which is among the largest insurers in the state, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And we're certainly working on expanding nationally. We're adding new states, honestly, every month. And so the company's growing very fast because you're right. A lot of people throughout the country need access to really affordable car insurance.
Mm-hmm. And so, as we mentioned before, the whole idea that and reason why Pennsylvania drivers are likely paying unfair insurance rates is because of the old paradigm, right?
Absolutely. So basically, these old traditional insurance companies, they, you know, they're just using your credit score and your demographic information to try to figure out whether or not you're a good driver or not. And, you know, with increase in distracted driving and the increase in vehicle repair costs, basically they just are taking everybody and they're hitting everybody with huge rate increases. So if you just happen to live in a town where insurance companies increased rates, it's going to hit you too.
Well, Alex, Tim, the word for the day is telematics. Explain to our audience what telematics is and what it means for lower insurance rates.
Yeah, so telematics is basically just a fancy way of saying driving data. And so we use telematics. Root uses telematics based on smartphones. So basically we use a smartphone to figure out how you're driving. And so we look at things like whether or not you're tailgating, whether or not you're weaving in and out of traffic. Really, are you a safe, responsible driver? And we also look at whether or not you're a distracted driver. Are you sending text messages while you're behind the wheel? And if you're not, what we'll do is we'll actually send you an insurance quote that is, on average, we save people about 50%, so we can cut insurance premiums in about half. And we're also the only insurance company that actually doesn't offer insurance to the worst 30% of drivers. So if you do take us for a test drive and we see you're not doing well, we actually won't offer you a quote. And that's how we keep costs down for all of the good drivers.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, customers can buy and manage their policies just through your app?
Yeah, so the Root Insurance app, basically you download it, scan your license, forget about us for a couple of weeks while we're monitoring your driving, and if we can save you a bunch of money, we send you a push notification, and then you can manage all of your insurance right in your app. So it is really insurance at your fingertips, and you can do everything in the smartphone.
Wow, this is a great concept and long needed. I mean, why should people who are responsible pay for the people that are less than responsible? It seems the fair thing to do, doesn't it, Alex?
Absolutely, and that's really the mantra of our company, is that this is, you know, it's definitely the fair thing to do. And by the way, it's also really good for society in general. We don't want people getting into car accidents. We don't want people texting and driving. And long term, if we can change driving behavior and make the road safer, it's a win-win for everybody.
You know, what a concept, rewarding the positive things, you know, and good drivers. You know, last time I checked, you know, that which we reward seems to deliver more of what it is that we want for everyone, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. And that's what we think.
Okay, well, you know, we've been hearing a lot about semi-autonomous car technology and its impact on Pennsylvania roads. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, so we're actually the only insurance company that offers right now a discount for cars that are in autonomous mode. It's a Tesla-only discount right now because we believe that this technology is going to continue to get better and it's going to continue to reduce accident frequency. And believe it or not, even though this technology is getting better, a lot of these insurance companies are surcharging and actually giving you rate increases if you drive one of these vehicles because they don't understand the technology. But it's coming. It's going to continue to improve, and it's going to continue to make the roads a safer place.
Well, I got to imagine, Alex, also for, you know, parents with young drivers, this has got to be comforting to know that you've got somebody there, you know, applauding, you know, good behavior behind the wheel, and more than applauding, rewarding that good behavior. So I got to imagine you're getting some great anecdotal response from parents with young drivers.
Absolutely. You know, young drivers, there's a lot of actually responsible teenagers out there, too. And those responsible teenagers deserve a big discount because right now the traditional insurance model assumes that they're all driving pretty horribly. And that's just not true when you look at the data.
Mm-hmm. Well, last year, there were some, gosh, almost 130,000 reportable crashes in Pennsylvania, which is a 1.8% increase from 2015. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, 1.8% doesn't seem like a whole lot in terms of increase. I mean, 130,000 sounds like a lot of crashes. But why is Philadelphia signaled out so much?
Yeah, so right now the insurance companies look at cities like Philadelphia and they're really worried about concentration risk, and really when you look at a lot of the demographic data that they're looking at, Philadelphia just gets hit really hard. So whether it be credit score or other demographics, in general, the city tends to get really nailed when it comes to auto insurance rates.
Well, you know, you mentioned credit score. I think a lot of people are going to be, this is new to them, that their credit score is calculated in how much they're charged for car insurance. How did they come up with that?
Yeah, and believe it or not, most insurance companies, almost all insurance companies are using your credit score. And if you have a clean accident record, that's the number one factor driving your rate at many of these insurance companies. And it's been around for about 30 years, and it's just an antiquated model that really needs to go the way of the dinosaur.
Well, Alex Tim, about 30 seconds left here. How much money can statewide drivers save with Root, and where can they go for more information?
Yeah, so on average, drivers save about $784, and you can go to joinroot.com or search Root Insurance in the App Store or Google Play.
Hey, it's just that painless and that much fun, and why not? Tis the season to save money, I always say. Alex Tim, co-founder and chief executive officer of Root Insurance, with us on Bill Martinez Live. Alex, this is great stuff. Thank you so much for sharing, and you know, we look forward to spreading the good news about Root Insurance all across this great country of ours. Really appreciate the innovation and the fair pricing when it comes to auto insurance. Thank you.
Thank you.
This report is brought to you by Humana Medicare. The annual enrollment period is here, and it's the time of year when people with Medicare can select the Medicare Advantage health plan or prescription drug plan best suited for them. Selecting the right health and prescription drug plans can be challenging, especially with plans changing every year. But Humana is committed to helping those with Medicare achieve their best health so they can continue to pursue what is most important to them. Jeff Fernandez, Vice President, Medicare Segment at Humana.
It's important to have all the information necessary to choose the right health plan. Besides costs, make sure to keep in mind doctor and hospital networks, the list of medications Medicare prescription drug plans cover, changes to current plans, and differences between original Medicare and Medicare Advantage. This will help you select the best plan for you or your loved ones.
For more information, please visit humana.com/Medicare.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with happiness expert Sean Acor. Research shows there is a strong connection between traveling and happiness. So how can you experience the maximum amount of joy when traveling this holiday season? Sean Acor, happiness expert.
The busier the season, the more important great travel becomes because it gives us a way to disconnect from our routines and reconnect with loved ones. This holiday season, break the stress routine and go somewhere new and exciting. Explore a new town's holiday events or start your New Year's resolutions a month early by knocking something off your family's bucket list. Joy is so important to your family, let nothing get in the way like booking a trip. A joyous family vacation starts with making things simple, like booking with a rewards credit card. With a Bank AmeriCard Travel Rewards credit card, you can earn 1.5 points per dollar spent anywhere, anytime. So you can earn points no matter where you go. That means the points I earn on this trip, I can use for more travel with my family in the future. And that makes me happy.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/travelconnected.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Wanna be like my Jesus? I wanna be like my Jesus. You speak with thunder and lightning. Your voice shakes the mountains.
Me fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and this is a real special time. Todd Agnew joins us now. From Grace to Glory, the chart-topping 7-time Dove Award nominator, singer-songwriter, worship leader, has unveiled his latest project a couple of months ago, a 16-track collection of new songs, as well as unreleased, remixed, and favorite tracks from the vault. And, of course, we're reminded ever so subtly, Todd, of how God has blessed you and is blessing us through your music and your talents. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Well, Grace to Glory is a musical chronicle of your journey of faith and ministry. Tell our audience, let's get into the heart and soul of Grace to Glory. Tell us about it.
Yeah, well, the project itself is a compilation record, so it kind of covers the last 15 years of music. And so we had a chance to put together all these songs, and we decided to do a couple of new songs and then make half of the record kind of the hits, the songs mm-hmm. that people already love and can now buy all on one record. But then we decided that for the other half of the record, rather than kind of have everybody's second favorite songs, we decided to go back through my, career and find the songs we wish people had. That, were part of a book or part of another project. And so it's really been a beautiful season for me just to reflect on how good God has been to me, and getting to share those stories through these songs.
You know, a lot of people, you know, this is why they write down their daily experiences. For you, as you, you know, review the hits and more hits of From Grace to Glory, it is a narrative. It's a scrapbook of sorts, a tapestry of your walk with God, isn't it?
It definitely is, and that was unexpected for me. Mm. I was doing the record because the label suggested that we take this approach to the next record, and I thought that was a fine suggestion. But I was really surprised how kind God was as all these stories came back, and I got to look back over the last 15 years and then have gotten to go play shows now and start to retell those stories. It's really been a beautiful time.
Yeah, it's kind of a musical journal of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, that's really a much better description than a compilation record. But that's what it is. It's all these little segments of what God was doing in that moment. And so it's, you know, I guess in the Bible we call it an Ebenezer. It's a moment, right. A stone of remembrance. Mm-hmm. And now I'm getting to go back across those years and actually sit down with people in shows this weekend and go back and say, look how God was good here, look how good he was here, and look how good he was here.
And the thing is, what it involves here, because God always does things horizontally and vertically. You have your worship to God, but after the worship to God, you can't help but have it extend to those around you. So whether it's family, friendships, the audience, you know, your fans that have followed you, you know, they're blessed because of what God is doing through you. And, you know, that's a part of this, this whole narrative as well, isn't it?
It definitely is. You know, Paul said it, speak to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Now, the psalms, the hymns, and the spiritual songs are all about God and what he's doing. But the instruction is actually to speak to one another in those things. And that's what we get the chance to do. That's what I get the chance to do all the time, and I'm so grateful for it. That I do love to worship him for what he's done, but I also love to share those things with other people and let them get to have the same opportunity I do to celebrate who he is and what he's done.
Can you kind of relate to God? I mean, you know, the Bible says that God sings over us, you know, and that idea, that picture of God singing over us, and you get to be, you know, God's troubadour, you know, taking the songs of heaven and singing over his creation, you know, his people, those that he sent his son for. And those that he's redeeming that says, look, you're not home yet, but soon you will be.
Right.
Is that cool? I like that.
It's wonderful, man. When I was a young worship leader, I ran into a song called When the Night is Falling by Dennis Jernigan. Mm. And it was taken from that verse, Zephaniah 3:17, that God sings over us. And man, I've always loved that, that picture. And I do think we always get that opportunity. Anytime we are singing who he is and what he has done, we're getting to be some of the voice of that, being shared with other people.
Now, Todd, I understand you're finishing up your master's at Dallas Theological Seminary. I mean, you're a busy man. How do you get time to be involved in a master's program? Or that's what your family is asking, right?
Well, I don't know. I didn't mean to do this. Like, this wasn't what I set out to do.
Right.
But my wife brought it up and really encouraged me in this way, just saying, hey, Todd, you study more than anybody I know, and you're not in school. This is just who God made you to be. And really challenged me in that way. And I got the opportunity to go to DTS and have really loved it. I'm finished with all my classes. I have to write, you know, my thesis. I have to write one big paper, and I'm done with my master's, and then probably going to turn around and start on PhD. And yeah, so it's definitely a busy time for all of us.
So is your wife practicing, you know, Dr. Todd Agnew? Because then, you know, you know when you make reservations at a restaurant, you get to say, yes, making reservations for Dr. Todd Agnew.
Man, we have teenage kids. We don't go to restaurants where you have to make reservations. She will be no more impressed with me being a doctor than she was with me being a rocker.
Right.
She knew me when we were 15 years old, and we have been friends for a long time. And so
you've been blessed many times over, huh? That's great.
I have. She knows me inside and out, and those superficial things don't impress her much, but she walks with me in and out of every day.
Well, tell her the grand reservation that you have is at the banquet table that's awaiting the two of you and your family come at that prescribed time that God has set for us. That's going to be a grand time there.
It will be.
No reservations required, right? You don't have to use PhD at that point.
They're not going to be impressed by that.
So From Grace to Glory, this newly released project, and like you say, this, musical journal of your life. And as you go through in these songs and it's always hard to ask an artist, what is your favorite? You know, it's like saying, what is your favorite child? Right.
Right. Yeah, that's what I've always said. That's always been my response was, I couldn't pick one of my favorite kids, and how am I supposed to pick? This is my favorite time that God acted in my life. I mean, the grace that he has shown me is miraculous and magnificent every time it shows up. Really going back through the record, it was a celebration for me and continues to be, to be grateful for what he did in this moment and in that moment. A lot of times it's not the hit songs. It's the other songs. Isaiah 6 from the second record. Just what a moment of learning about worship that was for me and getting to express that. It's been such a joy to look back through all these things and then to look at the new songs and go, look, this God is still active. He is still faithful. And it's a powerful moment.
Well, whether it's God or a moment of revelation, you relate that Glory to Our Great Redeemer was inspired from DTS and your experience in the master's program.
It was, yeah. I read a book a long time ago that asked why we use so many metaphors for salvation. We say that we're redeemed and pardoned and adopted and all these different things that are all different. So shouldn't we find the one that's right? And it was taking a class at DTS that allowed me to really find that God uses all those to paint a beautiful picture of salvation. And that turned into this song.
Glory to Our Great Redeemer, and so many more on From Grace to Glory, Todd Agnew, chart-topping, 7-time Dove Award-nominated singer, songwriter, and worship leader. Todd, all the best to you and your family. Congratulations on the project, available now, so do not walk. You run straight to the store. Get your hands on his CD, Grace to Glory, From Grace to Glory, from Todd Agnew. Todd, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you so much, Bill.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2000. 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's an